now for the Gnostic teaching.
All right. So I'm on point number 21. So we understand, Hori, when we talk about emptiness, we are talking about the void, the absolute. In the void, in the absolute, there's absolute everything. So our current happiness, the happiness that I have, is not absolute, it is relative. That's why we live in a relative cosmos. Our enlightenment is not absolute. Our joy is not absolute. Our light is not absolute. Look at life. Nothing in life is absolute. Everything lives and dies, lives and dies. All our happiness is conditioned. Even right now, if something were to happen to your family, to your child, to your house, you would immediately experience suffering and unhappiness. That is because we are not in the absolute. You understand? So the absolute in the Bible, when we talk in the biblical context, it is called the void, the emptiness, right? We'll get into higher levels of teaching about that. But as long as you understand that, Hori, everything that is formed, think about it, everything, even at a cellular level, at the microscopic level, everything that has form, it is actually formed by emptiness. An atom at a nucleic level, it is emptiness. Scientists don't find anything. They just find waves and particles that behave as light, particles that behave as molecules, particles that behave as something. If we understand, Hori, creation is created against the backdrop of emptiness, then we can start to understand, Hori, why did the void enter into creation? Within the absolute, there's two types of entities there, and this is important to understand. Beings that have the consciousness of their absolute happiness, their absolute perfection, and beings, monads, that don't have consciousness. And this is why in Gnosis, the primary thing, think about it, every time Anzirbuaka Gnosis, the primary thing we awaken is the consciousness, because that is the one thing that causes things to exist at their levels. Think about it. A plant has a consciousness at its level. An ant has a consciousness at its level. An animal, a wolf, a pig, inner consciousness at the level of a pig. Animals have the consciousness at the level of an animal. Angels have the consciousness at the level of an angel. Everything lives according to the level of consciousness. So consciousness is what we are trying to awaken within ourselves. Our consciousness, as we are in this planet, is trapped inside the ego, the many eye. Remember, we went into the eyes. We have so many I, me, myself, personality. That is where our consciousness is trapped psychologically, by those eye, the eye of Satan. I want you to understand the differences. Ne? So the Paramat Sayas, go point number 23. Have the ability or choice to descend or to stay in the Ein Sof. So the Ein Sof, it is that realm of the absolute that we call the womb, the divine womb from which emanates the light. So beings like that have a choice to enter creation or not. We don't have that choice because our consciousness is not awakened. Our monad doesn't have that choice. So I want you to understand, well, what is a monad and who are you in relation to your monad? So a monad, as I said, it means unit, and it also means unity. When creation, when divinity enters creation, it enters creation as a light, as Christ. And this is why in the Bible it is written, in the beginning when God created, he said, let there be light. So your essence, handle, your being is light. You are a light being. You are made of light, photons. You are made of light. Your body is light. Those are the different parts of your being that has entered into existence, into creation. So that light, that ray of creation has many different names in different cultures, in different societies. It is called the ray of Al-Kudunok. It's called Chenrezi, Runaribita Mudimu, Katlamacholo, Umpulunkulu. We have different names for that light, right? So Christ, when we keep on having these different names for this light, we are actually describing Christ. Christ is that cosmic light that everybody is describing in different names. So in point number 27, Christ appears into the first manifested cosmos, which is called the Iocosmos. So Laupula talked about the protocosmos. The protocosmos belongs to the absolute. It is not created. The first level of the cosmos that is created is called the Iocosmos. So the Iocosmos relates to the level of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Remember those three primordial elements? Air, fire, and water, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is where the Iocosmos, that level of existence is called the Iocosmos. And the word Iocosmos really means sacred cosmos. Iocosmos means sacred cosmos. It is a holy cosmos. And that's why we say those three primordials are the holy divinity of a unity inside of everybody. Everybody has that holiness within them. They have the three primordial elements, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is within everybody. But it's at the level called the Iocosmos, the sacred cosmos, the holy cosmos. You understand? And we're going to study the different level of the cosmos. And this is why we are at a microcosmic level. Naturally, the level, yeah, the macrocosmos, and then the level at the Milky Way, the different levels of a cosmos. So those are the different levels of the cosmos that we have, right? So in point number 30, I say, the divine particle, which is a monad, descends into its own creation. How is a being not conscious of its perfection when surrounding is absolute? So the consciousness of a being is what is not awakened. If everything, he has another analogy of that. There's this thought of a wave, right? It's tumbling, a male wave and a female wave, tumbling in the sea, playing together lovingly, you know, and then the male waves then says, oh no, we are about to reach the shore, right? And then we're going to end, you know, as the wave. And then the female wave says, but don't you see, Hori, you are not a wave, you are the ocean. So in that analogy, we start to understand, Hori, it is the consciousness, yeah, the monad, that is not fully developed, although it is perfect. And that's why I was explaining the different levels. Yeah, the human being, I explained at the level of the sperm, right? There is consciousness there at the level of the unity, male and female, at the level of formation in the womb, and at the level of a child when they are born. Those are the different levels of consciousness. Please understand, those are the different levels of consciousness that need to awaken. So your monad, Mitumelo, has awakened consciousness at the level of mineral. It awakened consciousness at the level of a plant. It awakened consciousness at the level of an animal. So you are at the level of a humanoid level. You must still awaken consciousness here in order to attain the absolute comprehension of your perfection. But that perfection is related to the absolute. I don't know if you are able to understand or digest it. In essence, we are like a sperm that is perfect. It has all the potentiality of being perfect, but it doesn't have the consciousness. When it is manifested into creation, it is not conscious of that perfection that it is. And it needs to awaken that consciousness. of its own perfection. So existence, hantle, is key consciousness. The universe key consciousness, a plant key consciousness, an animal key consciousness, hell key consciousness, the devil key consciousness, everything key consciousness at different levels, awakened or unawakened, asleep or awake. All of it is consciousness. But that consciousness in its essence is perfect. It is perfect. It is absolute. The divine, go point number 30, I say the divine particle descends in its own creation in order to learn or become conscious of itself. Ne? The divine particle. So understand Christ. When Christ become individualized in us, he become a virginal spark inside you, inside me, inside everybody. So we all carry within ourselves our own Christic particle. Every living thing carries within itself its own individual Christic particle. Everything. A plant has its own Christic particle. An animal, the air, water, everything has within itself a Christic particle. Yeah? That Christic particle enters into creation in order to acquire consciousness, knowledge of itself. That's why the path of self-realization. The path of self-realization. But that realization does not happen to the personality of Bitumelo. Bitumelo is not becoming self-realized. Nompumelo is not becoming self-realized. It is the monad, the innermost, yeah, Nompumelo, that is becoming self-realized. Because it is the monad that belongs in the absolute. You understand? So, and we're gonna study this even deeper, because we need to understand how did the monad create the soul? And what happened in the process of creation? Your consciousness, Mpoki, is not your consciousness. It belongs to your being. It belongs to your innermost. Your consciousness. Okay. So your consciousness, hantle, is your soul, is your essence. And Utabona, in this book, we're going to talk about the monad, and then we're going to explain what is the essence.
Okay.
So your consciousness belongs. It is a creation. It is a tool. Yeah, the monad soul. Yeah, soul. Consciousness. The soul, and this is why in the drama, how so sheba, the alchemical meaning of the drama, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty. Who is the Sleeping Beauty? The soul. The consciousness is asleep. But look at that beautiful children's tale, Sleeping Beauty. Beauty that is, but it is asleep. Wabon, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was saying, Mpo was asking, you thought the monad had always been awakened, right? And then the monad, the innermost. So the monad and innermost, when I talk about the monad and the innermost, I'm talking about the same being. That is your being, the monad and the innermost. When the ray of creation, when that virginal spark, when Christ, who is individualized in all of us, we are all individual sparks, when it enters into creation, into those levels of creation, it acquires knowledge of itself in those levels. The only reason why the monad has to enter into creation, it is because it doesn't have absolute consciousness. It doesn't.
Okay.
That is why a monad enters into creation, to acquire consciousness of itself. Consciousness of its own perfection. I am perfect, but I don't have consciousness of my perfection. So I create in order to learn about myself. So imagine creating a table, ne, with a tafule, but we test the tafule and how strong it is. Like, we keep on putting things going here. Hi, cracker, you are correcting this. You are acquiring knowledge of the strength of that table. Okay, or use a steel, or but to check our steel, how it appended, how she said you are, or what can you do? It is knowledge. You need to have absolute knowledge of everything. So that is the primary reason, Huri, even our monad is not fully realized, is not perfect in its consciousness. That's why our monad has conspired to create the universe of each and every one of you. So you are a universe, Nompumelelo. You are a universe. You are a universe. Internally, the fourth dimension is a dimension of being. The fifth dimension is a dimension of being. The sixth dimension is a dimension of, you need to acquire that consciousness. You need to awaken consciousness in all of those levels. Notice this, notice what I'm saying. The consciousness needs to be awake. The consciousness is asleep. Please understand the difference.
Yeah.
Sleeping and awakening. So when you awaken, you awaken to, I am perfect. You awaken to, I don't need, I don't have lack. You are awakened to, I am happy. I don't need this to be happy. You are awakened to, I am healed. You are awakened to all of the perfection that you already are. Mm. So that is the primary reason why we have creation. And it, to take it even deeper at a much deeper level, that is why we create sicknesses. So that we can realize, oh, we are not the sickness, guys. Come on, think about it.
Yeah.
We create lack, poverty, to realize, oh, we are not that. You understand? And this is the mystery of iniquity. If you understand the scriptures, what Master Abaramento was always teaching about, he was always teaching about the mystery of iniquity. In reality, and this is the secret teaching, there is no sin. There is no sin, beloved. There is no sin. There is just a returning to your own perfection, beloved. You are returning to your own perfection. Please understand that. But you need to understand that perfection is not the ego. We are not trying to perfect your ego. We are not trying to give you a mystical ego, a spiritual personality, a display unto the world. Look at what I know, what I can do. We are not concerned about the eye. Because the eye, that has perverted the spiritual spark, the virginal spark, their creation. It is the eye. Notice, beloved, this is why some of us lack a certain spiritual work. We are not progressing. Because inside, we are not genuine. We are not authentic. We are not true to ourselves. We are trying to follow a person who has a spiritual personality, because our heart is not in the actual work of the being.
It's true.
So this is why who feel the strife. And notice, every time I go to the Gnostic classes, I always say to you, why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here, guys? We are not here to follow anybody. You need to understand, why are you here? Even at the level of giving, why do you give? And this is why I always say, now when the people do their dana, when you give, always make sure we are giving from a space of love. Always make sure of that. And you are not experiencing your own life. You are not experiencing your own happiness as you are doing that. So for me, let me also make this. Babana, every time, and this is why I always get into trouble. Okay? Why all of these manuals, who's not the pricing and all of those things? Because when I do this, I'm doing from an absolute space of love. So nothing can abuse me. Nothing. You can't take advantage of this, because everything is done out of love. I am happy. I am complete. So when a person operates from that space, the universe conspires to make sure that person experiences themselves in that thing. So it's so important to really get into that space. There's something I want to say to you. Mark, this is not a platform. I think I'm so happy about what's happening. So let me just quickly say this, because I think after this one, we'll be on par. So when the monad exits, hopefully the monad enters creation to acquire consciousness, to be awake. And then when it exits creation, it goes back into the absolute. It goes back into the absolute, into the void. But, and this is where we talk about the different cosmic days and nights. When the monad has not acquired perfect consciousness, when the another cosmic round happens, it will have to enter creation again. It will have to enter creation to acquire consciousness and do the work through its soul, through its, as it is the great cosmic day. As we have the day in the microcosmic life, it's as if that when the earth revolves around the sun, again, we also have the Mahamanvantara, the great cosmic day and the great cosmic night. As much as we have day and night, we also have in the cosmos, cosmically, everything is created according to day and night. Everything mimics. Everything that happens in the physicality, it mimics everything that happens in the macrocosmic, in the iocosmic, in the protocosmic level. So the monad enters creation to acquire consciousness, to be awakened, to understand its absolute perfection in the Mahamanvantara, in the great cosmic day. And there's different. So if we say, Upul, and this is where we're going to go into the mysteries of what happens to the soul, Ankahand. So the soul, when the soul does the will of the monad, when the soul works with the monad, the soul is then absorbed into the monad. It becomes one. Notice what Master Aparamento said. I and my father are what? One. When you have seen me, you have seen the father. It is because Jesus was doing the will of the father. Not my will, but your will. So as the soul does the more of the will of the father, it is absorbed into the monad. And then the monad is also absorbed into the absolute.
Yeah.
So Nombumelelo, about that entering and exiting of the creation. So that's what happens when the great cosmic day happens. And there's different rounds of this. We're gonna explain that in the other manuals. The monad enters creation to acquire consciousness, but the monad wants to exit creation as well, to go back to the absolute. So if the monad has not acquired complete and full consciousness of its perfection, when the great cosmic day happens again, it's gonna have to enter into creation. So we have been doing this, guys. Why? You have been doing this. We have been doing this. We have been, every time I ask, what are you doing here? You need to understand, why did your monad bring you to these teachings? Why?